What are some of the common questions that you receive from surgeons about breast cancer management?
Oh, I think some of the questions that I get, which are somewhat probably not answered, is how do you decide if and where to do a lumpectomy in a patient who's had a very dramatic response to chemotherapy? I don't think we have a good answer to that. How big a tumor can you shrink and still do a lumpectomy? I think many surgeons are very skeptical of doing a lumpectomy in a patient who comes in with a very big tumor that even when it disappears. And my feeling is if you do the best lumpectomy you can do from a cosmetic standpoint and there's no tumor there, then you probably can do it. If the tumor has appeared to shrink but it's still scattered through that whole space where the original tumor was, you'll find that out on the pathology. People ask me about that. People ask the questions about whether or not sentinel nodes should be done before neoadjuvant chemotherapy, after. Is it accurate? Is it not accurate? I think there's a lot of conflicting data in the literature on that issue and a lot of conflicting approaches about when to do the sentinel node biopsy. We prefer to do it after because we think we minimize the number of patients who wind up having an axillary node dissection that way. But there are still outlying questions about the accuracy in that setting. The largest series is the B27 series with almost 300 patients. And it, again, has the same accuracy rate as the B32 trial in patients done primarily. So,
how do you yourself decide on the type of surgery to do in a patient who's had neoadjuvant chemotherapy and wants breast conservation?
Right. We do one of two things at the initiation of treatment. I either tattoo the skin at the boundaries of the tumor, or we get the radiologist to put clips either in the center or at the ends of the poles of the tumor. And as I said earlier, if had a really dramatic good response, I try to do as big a lumpectomy as I can do and still get a good cosmetic result in a patient who started out with a very large tumor. If I do a large segmental or partial mastectomy to include the entire original diameter of the tumor plus a margin of normal tissue, well, then I've defeated the purpose of doing neoadjuvant chemotherapy, which was to make a lumpectomy cosmetically feasible. But I think we need better ways to figure that out. I think dynamic MR is a possibility, and it's certainly been studied in small series of patients as a way to define the extent of residual disease. I think it's going to be very useful determining whether there is or is not residual disease. How good it's going to be at mapping the extent, I think, is we'll have to wait and see.
Was there any kind of prescription in B18 or B27 about how breast conservation would be done?
No. And I think that probably there was less breast conservation done than probably could have been done. Again, because of this uncertainty about what's going on in there when the tumor seems to shrink. I think a lot of surgeons are uneasy about that, and not without good reason. I think we don't know in an individual patient what's going on in there and what you can do. But I feel very comfortable giving it a try. You know, one of my mentors has a saying that it's taken me 20 years to figure out. He says, nothing beats a failure like a try. And I think that applies in this situation.